Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Almost Famous, the podcast about fame with me, Barnaby Slater. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, please do subscribe or follow the podcast and leave us a rating and comment in Apple Podcasts if that's where you're listening. Also, do give us a follow on Instagram at Almost Famous, the podcast. In series 5 of the show, I'm bringing you daily episodes called 15 Minutes of Fame, where I read out some of the most honest and controversial stories that celebrities have ever told. In today's episode, model, mother, and national treasure Katie Price, the artist formerly known as Jordan, talks about her relationship with musician Dane Bowers, and how cracks started appearing when he did a duet with Victoria Beckham, including a night out they all had together when Katie felt that David Beckham may have been flirting with her. Hope you enjoy it. The real downward spiral in my relationship with Dane started when he began to work with Victoria Beckham. Dane was over the moon when he found out that she had agreed to record a single with him. I don't think he could quite believe that he was going to be doing a song with a Spice Girl. Very rapidly, he became obsessed with working with her. I suppose he was starstruck. Simple as that. It was constantly Victoria this and Victoria that. To be honest, it got on my nerves. I first saw Posh in the recording studio where she and Dane were rehearsing their song Out of Your Mind. Although she was all dressed up in designer gear, I remember thinking how rough she looked without her makeup. David Beckham was there. And in contrast, he looked gorgeous. She was okay to me, not overly friendly, but what really annoyed me was how flirty she was with Dane, all lippy and cheeky. I thought, you wouldn't like it if I was like that with David, would you? I wasn't jealous, but I did feel uncomfortable and left out. You just can't compete with someone like her. Apart from looks, she has everything, and in that studio, she had the power. What Victoria said went. A few weeks later, she and Dane were promoting their single heavily, flying here, there and everywhere to showcase it. They worked their asses off, and even got David to go along to one of their signings to pull the crowds in. I didn't like watching Dane doing this. I could see that people were really only interested in Victoria and David. But he was blind to it and started to think he was as important as they were. He was being an arrogant fool. I didn't feel starstruck by Victoria, but I must admit to feeling a bit of a thrill around David. He is so good looking, has such a fit body, and is so nice with it. One night in July, after Dane and Victoria had performed their single at Party in the Park, the four of us went clubbing to Twice as Nice, so Victoria could look credible on the R&B scene. Dane was DJing, and I was standing with the famous couple. Suddenly, I felt someone take my hand and squeeze it gently, as if to reassure me that I shouldn't be overawed by all the hype. It was David. I looked at him in surprise and he was looking right back at me. Imagine how you would feel if David Beckham held your hand.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Victoria was standing right next to him, so I thought I'd better keep my mouth shut. She is so incredibly possessive that if women so much as say they fancy David, she goes mad. I would have given anything for her to disappear at that moment and leave me alone with one of the world's sexiest men. But I guess I'll never really know what David was thinking. Maybe he was showing that he understood what it was like to be caught up in Dane and Victoria's desperate bid to get to number one. There is no doubt that both Victoria and Dane were convinced they would get to number one, and they were totally gutted, especially Dane, not to have made it. They were beaten, of course, by Spiller with Groovejet. They found out where they had charted when Victoria invited us up to Manchester to see a United match. Dane turned all his anger and frustration on me. I was wearing a black backless top, which I couldn't wear a bra with, to go to the match. He went mad when he saw it. He was convinced everyone would be able to see my nipples, you couldn't, and made me keep my jacket on all the time. After the match, he wouldn't let us even go to the players' lounge because my ex, Teddy Sheringham, was going to be there, and he didn't want me to see him. I felt like saying, he's seen me in less than this top, but I kept my mouth shut as I knew how aggressive Dane could get. Even when we were waiting outside the ground for our car to arrive, he made me cover up in case any of the footballers caught sight of me as they went by in their coach. It was a pity, because I would have liked to have seen Teddy. I still wanted him to know that I hadn't stitched him up in the press all those years ago. But, even though Dane was being so difficult, I still tried to be with him as often as I could, depending on my work commitments. I wanted to support him as much as I could. I remember one trip to Ibiza where the whole band, including Victoria, stayed together in a large villa. My abiding memories of Posh during that time are that she hardly ate anything, she just picked at grilled fish and steamed vegetables, she absolutely loved getting attention from the press, and she thoroughly disliked Jerry Halliwell. She made that obvious by slagging her off as we went to dinner one night. Katie Price has now come full circle. From being laughed at by the press for being seen as just a thick glamour model, to now being lauded by everyone after her documentary showing what an amazing mother she is to her disabled son Harvey. I thought this extract showed how incapable she is of being dishonest, as let's face it, when Victoria Beckham first heard about that story, she must have hit the roof. Let us know your thoughts on the Katie Price extract and any of these episodes of 15 Minutes of Fame in the Apple Podcast comment section or by posting to our social media, Instagram at almostfamousthepodcast. Also, please do press that subscribe button and rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts and check out my other show, It's Your Funeral, a lighthearted look into the most important day of our guests' afterlives. And give it a follow on Instagram at @podIt'sYourFuneral. Thanks for listening, and remember there'll be a brand new episode of Almost Famous's 15 Minutes of Fame every weekday morning. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.